June 9th, 2007, and this is Phil Proto with the Onion Bean coming to you at this point from Garner, North Carolina. In August of this year, I'll be moving up to Philadelphia, where I'll be setting up residence and working full-time, bringing coffee, good coffee, to good people. This is the Cafe Calfcast. Stories from the cafe life, life in the cafe, incidences, employee squabbles, poking fun at managerial buffoons, giving recognition and credit to owners and managers who rise to the top like cream. So now I'm going to tell you a true story. A true story about a cafe customer. Lady comes into a coffee shop. She orders a drink, but that's not good enough for her. So listen in. Feel free to leave a comment on the blog about the story. I'm sure it's happened to you if you're a barista, if you work in a cafe, owner, manager, doesn't matter. Everybody sees it at least once. Customer the other week trying to pull one of these on me. "Excuse me, sir, could you make me a new double cappuccino? The first one you made me is too cold." This was actually the second time she brought her drink back. This lady was previously asking for more milk in her cappuccino. My co-worker discreetly says to me, "This lady wants more milk in her cappuccino." And I tell her, "That's fine, just tell her to order a latte next time, because apparently that's what she likes." She gives her a little more steamed milk, free of charge. She didn't want to engage the customer in any sort of conflict. A little while later, she comes back asking if I could make her a new double cappuccino, because this one is too cold and she drove 30 minutes outside of her way to get it, and she would like for it to be made properly. To know how to treat a customer who's about to piss me off. I'm dedicated enough to the business to want to educate the consumer, not turn them off. So I tell her in a calm voice, "You should order it as a latte next time, so the barista will automatically make it with more milk the way you like it." Now she drops the bomb. "Let me assure you, almost nothing gets a barista's goat more than a customer who, rather than ordering a drink to be made the way they like it, tells you what the recipe should be." Now, there's a fine line between asking for a drink made your way and telling the barista what the right way ought to be. A cappuccino is supposed to be a third, a third, and a third, she informs me with a smirk on her face. This is good, though, because this is the opening I've been waiting for. She has stepped into the ring willingly. Had she just been curt and left the bar, I would have been forced by the code of courtesy to smile, thank her, and let it slide. But she has now set herself up to discuss the recipe. Let's do the math, shall we? I tell her. If we go by your recipe, we should make your double cappuccino like this. 2 ounces of espresso, 2 ounces of steamed milk, and 2 volume ounces of foam, which adds up to 6 ounces. This is a 12-ounce cup, so your drink should only fill the cup halfway. Your original drink came to the 10-ounce line, because our ceramic cappuccinos are 5.5-ounce cups, so about 10 ounces would be a double. We do not have a 10-ounce cup, so I put it in a 12. And you ask for even more milk. You have deviated from your own recipe by asking for 75% more milk. This is why I say it is a latte, because it's mostly milk. Whatever you call it, she tells me, knowing she's beat, but not giving a shit. Give me one that fills the cup. I don't know who first began describing cappuccinos as a third, a third, and a third, because no one has ever really made them like that. This is a description that I have seen around for years, and no one seems to question the obvious fact that it won't fit in the cup designed as the cappuccino cup. Standard cappuccino cups are 5.5 to 6.5 ounce cups. So what's the extra 2 to 3 ounces supposed to be? Is it a short 2 ounce single? Is the froth thicker than the milk? Is the milk thicker than the froth? Or are the milk and the froth in balance with each other, but taller than the shot? It's a drink of ratios, they say. The USBC regulations refer to the cappuccino as a drink of ratios, thus gracefully skirting the issue. They don't say what the ratios are. They don't say 1 to 1 to 1, or 1.5 to 1 to 1, or 1.5 to 1.5 to 1. They just say a drink of ratios, and that the flavor should be a harmonious balance. If it is a drink of ratios, they're certainly not chiseled in stone, and they're obviously not 1 to 1 to 1. If they were, cappuccino cups would be 3 ounces. There are cups of that size available, but the beverage one would serve in it would normally be called a macchiato by today's standards. Spent the summer riding dragonflies.
day, give me one more day. I went back to the swampy place. Grumpy was gone and he didn't even leave a trace. I looked in the fridge, he left the cream cheese. Hid in his claws, I cried tears in my sleeves. Grumpy, Grumpy, I don't know where you are. Grumpy, Grumpy, are you near or far? Grumpy, Grumpy, I'm so scared and I'm so hungry. I invited myself over for tea.
So log on next time. Don't know when that'll be though.